感谢主耶稣的赏赐。
Thanks to the Lord Jesus' provision.
让我们在地面上能够继续来他面前遵守安息圣日。
That while on earth we can continue to observe His holy Sabbath.
能够坐在会堂里面守圣日是幸福的事。
It is a blessed thing to be able to come here in the chapel and to observe the Sabbath.
过去小弟遇到一个姐妹了哈。
So in the past, I've encountered a sister.
她因为身体虚弱，躺在医院里面。
Now she was very weak in health, so she was constantly in the hospital.
我还记得要离开医院之前，她握住小弟的手跟我说。
I remember just before I left the hospital, she held onto my hand and said,
多希望明天我也能够在会堂里面守安息圣日。
How dearly I wish that tomorrow I can also be in the chapel and observe the Sabbath.
感谢主啊，他没有在地面上守安息圣日的机会啦。
And I thank God that even though she had not had the opportunity to observe the Sabbath in the chapel while she was on earth.
因为我知道他被接回主的身边安息啦。
But I know that she has been taken back to the bosom of our Lord Jesus. Now she has rested.
那种安息比在这里的安息圣日更好。
And that type of rest is far more superior than the rest we have here.
是小弟分享这一段，就是我们坐在这里，其实坐在下面听很累啊。
Now I'm sharing this because I am aware that sitting down here to listen is a very tiring thing.
我知道，因为有时候听的比讲的更累。
And I'm aware that sometimes just having to hear, be the hearer is actually harder than the speaker.
可是还是要大家从心里面去感受这份平安、福气，然后感谢神。
But I want you all to, from deep down your heart, to appreciate this peace and appreciate this and thank God.
下午要跟大家一起来思考亚撒黑的见解。
And so this afternoon, I to share with you the warnings that we can learn from Asahel.
我们要查考旧约的一段经文。
So we will study this passage in the Old Testament.
所以我们先一起来翻开旧约圣经撒母耳记下第二章。
So let's turn to 2 Samuel chapter 2.
从12节到23节。
From verse 12 to verse 23.
小弟就用华文齁，从12节慢慢念到23节，我们再来分解这里面的内容。
So I myself will read from verse 12 to verse 23 in Chinese.
12节，尼尔的儿子亚尼尔和扫罗的儿子伊斯波设的仆人从马哈念出来往基遍去，13节。
13。
洗鲁雅的儿子约押和大卫的仆人也出来，在基遍池旁与他们相遇，一般坐在池这边，一般坐在池那边。14节。
14。
亚尼尔对约押说，让少年人起来，在我们面前戏耍吧。约押说，可以。15节。
15。
就按着定数起来，属扫罗儿子伊斯波设的便雅悯人过去12名。大卫的仆人也过去12名。16节。
16。
彼此揪头，用刀刺肋，一同扑倒，所以那地方叫做西利甲哈素林，就在基遍。17节。
17。
那日的战事凶猛，亚尼尔和以色列人败在大卫的仆人面前。19节。
19。
在那里有洗鲁雅的三个儿子，约押、亚比筛、亚撒黑。亚撒黑脚快如野鹿一般。19节。
19。
亚撒黑追赶亚尼尔，直追赶他不偏左右。20节。
20。
亚尼尔回头说，你是亚撒黑吗？回答说，是。21。
21。
亚尼尔对他说，你或转向左转向右，拿住一个少年人，剥去他的战衣。亚撒黑却不肯转开，不追赶他。22。
22。
亚尼尔又对亚撒黑说，你转开不追赶我吧，我何必杀你呢？若杀你，有什么脸见你哥哥约押呢？23节。
23。
亚撒黑人不肯转开，故此亚尼尔就用枪墩刺入他的肚腹，甚至枪从背后透出，亚撒黑就在那里扑倒而死。众人赶到亚撒黑扑倒而死的地方，就都站住。阿们。这一段经文是我们下午要一起来思考的。
So this is a passage that we will learn from this afternoon.
我们从这里了解到亚撒黑本来是大卫王的手下大将之一啊。
So from here we understand that Asahel was one of the subordinate of David.
也可以说是犹大的勇士。
He was a mighty warrior of Judah.
然而就在这里所记载的这一次血气争斗当中。
But here during a fierce battle, competition.
却被扫罗家的元帅亚尼尔给杀了。
He was killed by Abner, who was a subordinate of Saul.
所以我们华文有四个字叫做呜呼哀哉啦，哦。
And it was
很悲哀的意思啊。
Very unfortunate.
虔诚跟锦绣一样的少年人。
So this young man who had a bright future ahead of him.
可以说是犹大名门的后裔。
You could say he came from a good family in Judah.
那你看他的哥哥是什么人啊？
Who were his brothers?
其实他本身如果继续活下来的话，
If he had lived,
都有可能是未来犹大国几十万大军的元帅候选人啊。
He would be one of the candidates to be a commanders over the army of Judah.
所以这么一个大好前程的年轻人，
So this young man who had a bright future ahead of him,
就这样消逝在历史的舞台上。
Such was the way that he disappeared from history.
为什么事情会到这个地步呢？
And why did it end up like this?
我们再想想我们自己或我们家人。
Let us think of ourselves or our family.
当我们觉得我们的生命美好，
When we feel that our future is bright,
看似有不少神的恩赐与保守的时候，
And when we feel that everything was good, God truly looks after us.
我们是不是有可能会像这一位主角亚撒黑一样，就突然消失在历史的舞台上？
Is it possible that we might just be like this Asahel who disappeared from the stage of history?
所以接下来小弟要以这一段经文分成四点跟大家做分享。
And so from this passage, I'd like to share with you 4 points.
第一点，我们刚才读过的12节到17节。
Firstly, from verse 12 to verse 17.
我们发觉大卫家的约押和扫罗家的亚尼尔这两队的人马。
So we notice there are people who are under Abner, and then also people who are under Joab.
他们本来是对敌的势力。
Now they were opposing teams.
但这一次的相遇呢，跟约战一点关系都没有，相约作战呢。
But this time when they encountered each other, it was not prearranged and it was nothing to do with their battle.
它不过就是恰巧发生的。
It happened haphazardly.
发生在这两队人马刚好遇在这个基遍的池子旁边。
So coincidentally, they met each other by the pool of Gibeon.
所以我们想这两队人马为什么在这里相遇呢？他们的目的是什么呢？
So why did they meet up here and what was their purpose?
他们本来的目的就是在这里稍微歇一歇休息而已啊。
So their original purpose was to just have a break, just to rest.
本来就是完成自己想要的，然后默默离开就好了。
All they needed to have done was to fulfill their own purpose and leave.
那我们想，他们这两队人马在这里战个你死我活，到底对大局有什么影响吗？
But here they're fighting each other to death. How is this helpful for the war?
因为我们看起来彼此的人数都很少嘛。
They were both small in number.
我们在知道这接近3000年的战争啊，比的是人数啊。
So this war, of course, they are competing in numbers.
那时候也没什么精良的武器。
They did not have very good weapons back then.
所以谁的人数多，谁就占优势。
And so obviously, a multitude gives advantage.
所以我们动不动从圣经里面查到的。
So when we study in the Bible,
或者研究圣经的背景。
Or when we read into their background.
这个时代随便一出场啊，都是几十万人甚至上百万人的军事啊。
So every time they have a battle, they will send out tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands.
所以这都少少的几十个人就在这里，就算两队人马全部都消灭了，对两边的大局来讲一点影响性都没有，你们说是不是？
So they've got 12 from each side. So even if they all died, it makes no difference to the war.
但是当我们看到这一段经文记载，扫罗家的亚尼尔他在校正挑衅的时候，
But here we can see Abner from Saul's side, he provoked them.
大卫这边的约押这一群人他是忍不住来回应了。
And the people from Joab's side, from David's side, they could not take this provocation and they responded to it.
所以我们再一次看到14节里面，这里有用到几个字，叫做戏耍，华文是这样翻的啦。
And so in the Chinese text in verse 14, it says, let the young man arise and play.
对呀，这是 play 吗？
But
这是 game 吗？
Is this a game that they play?
开玩笑，你们看上下文这是什么？这是决斗耶。
But you can see that they were battling, they were dueling each other.
这还不只是比武，这是决斗，生死决斗啊。
It's not just a fair competition. They were having a duel that mattered where their life is on stake.
决斗当然有个结果啦。
And so of course there will be an result of the duel.
所以这个结果导致那个地方另外有了一个称呼。
And so that because of this particular duel, that this fight they have, this place had another name.
叫做 西利甲哈素林。
Now this place was then called the Field of Sharp Swords.
这个希伯来文本来的意思，其实它意思叫刀剑之田呐、啊。
Now in the original Hebrew, it's a Helketh Hazurim.
我们一般只要想到田地，都是正面的想法嘛，对不对
？Now this field of sharp swords, usually field is looked at upon positively.
田地是要生长出工人需用的这个种植物嘛。
So field is for growing, it's for farming.
结果这一块田地啊，没有办法生产任何的五谷跟水果。
But this field could not be used to grow any crops.
这一块田地上面种的都是刀，都是剑，而那个肥料就是他们的血跟肉。
This field was full of sharps and swords, and the fertilizers were their flesh and blood.
所以像这种争斗了，就是虽然有输赢，但是输赢不过就是一时的宣泄。
So even though they fought and there was someone who won, someone who lost, but it makes no difference.
我们看到他们付出了不成正比的代价。
And so the price they paid was not worth what they have achieved.
那个代价就是他们宝贵生命的丧失。
They paid it with their life.
所以这个简单讲，就是完全凭着血气在行事，没有办法忍耐产生的恶果。
And so the result that they harvested was it was the result of them going after their carnal desires.
所以这段经文十二节到十七节就是告诉我们一个现象，叫做血气之勇，没有办法忍耐啊。
They could not have patience, and they went according to their carnal instinct.
这个不符合神给我们的教训。
Which goes against the teachings of God.
我们来看一节旧约的经文。
Let's turn to a passage in the Old Testament.
请一起来看《传道书》第七章第九节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 9.
传道书七章九节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 7 verse 9.
我们请翻译来念一次。
Chapter 7 verse 9. Do not hasten in your spirit to be angry, for anger rests in the bosom of fools.
所以这里华文告诉我们说，你不要心里急躁恼怒，因为恼怒存在愚昧人的怀中。那这里说的急躁是什么意思呢？
And here it says to hasten. What does that mean?
急躁也有扰乱的意思啊。
Now, hasten also means you're restless.
那恼怒也有激动的意思啊。
And then, it also relates to anger, to being on the rash side.
所以意思就是说，一个人容易被别人的作为或言语来影响，以至于扰乱到自己的心思脾气。
It is to say someone is easily influenced or provoked by someone else's speech or action to the point they have lost their own principles and lost themselves.
这在属神的智慧人或者从上头的智慧来看，这种是没有智慧的啊。
And so in the point of view of wisdom, such people are not wise.
换一句话来说。
So in other words,
假如我们不轻易的被扰乱，不会那么容易被激动。
That if we are not easily provoked,
那我们就是圣经里面所说的智慧人啊，有这样的特质啦。
Then we have the characteristic of wisdom.
我们想到旧约里面还有一个我们都知道的人物。
So there is a character from the Old Testament that we are quite familiar with.
就是摩西啊。
Moses.
我们说摩西一生有三个四十年，三个阶段。
So we said that Moses, he has three stages in his life, each worth 40 years.
哇，他头一个四十年，就像我们上午讲的，在一般人的眼中是人生的胜利组啊。
And in his 40, the first 40 years of his life, he was considered in a human perspective a successful person.
所以使徒行传继续在描写出埃及记里面这位摩西，托他学了全埃及的知识。
So in Acts, it described this Moses as someone who had all the wisdom and knowledge of the Egyptians.
他不只有知识，他还有口才，有能力。
And not only so, he had eloquence, he had abilities.
不止，他还有地位。
Not only so, he had status.
可是那个时候神有用他吗
？But did God use him back then？
我们发觉，他知道自己是希伯来人之后，他本要为神出头。
So after he knew that he was a Hebrew, he wanted to do something for God.
他想要帮助他的同胞。
He wanted to help his brothers.
可是他做了一件事，用另外一句话来描写。
But he did something, and we can describe that as
他因为一时的血气害了一条人命，要打死一个埃及公民。
Now, because a momentary instinct, he did something bad and he killed someone.
所以我们可以理解为什么那个时候啊，他自觉的可以被神所用，神却没有马上用他。
So we can come to appreciate that he thinks that he can be used by God, but God didn't use him.
因为他有满满的知识跟常识。
Because back then he was full of knowledge and wisdom.
但是没有智慧耶。
Sorry, he didn't have wisdom. He's just full of knowledge.
所以我们常常把知识跟智慧搞在一起啊。
Often we link the two words together.
应该是说齁，他非常的 smart, 但是不是什么，不是 wise。
So maybe you could say that he was just very smart, clever, but he's not wise.
他充满了血气之勇。
Because he was very carnal.
做的那种决定到底能够救他的同胞吗？
So the decision or the action that he took, can it save his people?
所以因此神还要为他安排第二个40年。
And that is why there was the second stage of his life that God provided, that prepared for him.
小弟以前分享过，说摩西的三个40年。
So I've shared this before, that's the 340 years of Moses.
第一个阶段是磨刀的阶段。
So the first stage was when he sharpened his sword.
他以为能够用他身上这几支利刀啊，来为神服事。
And he thought he could use these swords to work for God.
可是令小弟更惊讶的是，我发觉第二个阶段原来是弃刀丢刀的阶段啊。
But what surprised me was that the second stage was for him to throw away all the swords.
他好不容易用40年磨出来这些武器，神要他全部丢掉。
So he used 40 years, he has sharpened all his swords, prepared all the weapons, but in the second 40 years, God wanted him to throw them all away.
确实我们发现在摩西后来第三个40年，他所能做的那些事情跟他原来的刀一点关系都没有啊。
And indeed, in the last 40 years of his life, all the things that God wanted him to do, It had nothing to do with the sword that he sharpened.
神又磨了他40年，要磨掉他的血气跟自以为是。
And so God trained him for 40 years so that he would no longer be rashful and he would no longer be carnal.
可见忍耐跟看透事情本质这件事情的重要性。
Is this demonstrates the importance of patience and discernment?
忍耐就是要克服自己原来的脾气跟情欲啊。
Patience is to help us to overcome our own carnal desires.
因为人都好面子。
Because we all have this thing.
所以我每天祷告都在祷告当中，先把自己的所有面子除掉。
So when we pray, we need to get rid of our self ego.
我跟主说，我今天打算为你被骂，为你被吐口水，为你被看轻，我一点都不想发脾气。
And so we can pray to God that today I don't mind to be put to shame for your sake, and I will not feel bad.
人难免重面皮。
So sometimes we care about our face barely.
但是要想到事情的后果。
But we need to consider the consequences.
要做出正确的决定。
We have to make the right decision.
我的这种反应能够让神的福音更加传扬吗？
So when I reacted like this, is it going to prosper the gospel?
我的这种思维跟反应能够帮助教会的圣工更发展吗？
So my thought and my reaction, is it going to push the divine works in the church?
如果不行的话，我宁愿把我给消灭掉。
But if not, then I should get rid of this myself.
因为我一点都不重要。
Because I am not important.
主才重要，神才重要。
Only God is important.
所以我们想到圣经里面，我们常常讲到以撒这个例子啊。
So we often think of Isaac.
说以撒就是一个蛮会忍耐的人，不是吗？
Now Isaac was someone who could persevere.
他在数千年前那样的环境，好不容易挖靠了几口水井。
So back in the days, he finally dug a few wells.
那对他的财产跟生命来讲啊，好像今天你做生意快破产了，好不容易得到一笔大资金啊。
It's likened to if you do business nowadays and you're almost on the brink of bankruptcy and then you suddenly got a large amount of fund.
可是有人来占他的便宜，不是吗？
But then someone came and took advantage of that.
把他挖出的水井要占啊。
Someone wanted to take over the wells that he dug.
今天换作我们会是什么反应？
So how shall we react if it was us?
换作我们会有什么想法？
How would we think if it was us?
但是圣经轻描淡写的说，以撒带着他的族人离开。
But the Bible just says Isaac took his people and left.
因为他相信啊，神会继续赐给他的。
because he believed that God will continue to give him more.
我们来看箴言16章32节。
Let's turn to Proverbs 16:32.
旧约圣经箴言16章32节。
Proverbs chapter 16 verse 32. Verse 32. He who is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he who rules his spirit than he who takes a city.
Amen.这是圣灵感动所让我们来思考的一句话。
So this is a verse that we can ponder upon.
我们要成为神大能的勇士，靠着不是肌肉，靠着也不是头脑。
So to be a mighty warrior of God, we do not depend on our muscle or on our brain.
我们靠着神的安排跟神的恩典。
But by the grace and provision of God.
我们靠着圣灵果实里面所说的节制啊，不是吗？
By the self-control, which is one of the characteristics of the fruit of Holy Spirit.
这个节制在这里其实就是预先的一个说明啦。
And so self-control here is a very good explanation.
不轻易发怒。
He says, self-control means
能够制服己心。
Who is slow to anger, he who rules his spirit.
哇，这在智慧者的眼中啊，你比能攻下一座城那不简单啊，还要厉害。
In the eyes of the wise, you are better than those who can take a city.
可惜我们看回我们在的参考的这一段经文，约押兄弟在这个时候没有显出这样的智慧跟灵修。
But here we can see in this passage, Joab did not demonstrate that kind of spirituality or that kind of patience.
造成令人遗憾的后果。
And so the result was something that is quite sad.
我们继续看回刚才那段经文18跟19节。
Let's turn back to the passage and we'll read verse 18 and 19.
所以大家再看一看18跟19节，你觉得这两节是在描述什么呢？
So if you read verse 18 and 19, what do you think it was describing?
好，这里提到亚撒黑的脚快如野鹿。
Here it says that Asahel was as fleet of foot as a wild gazelle.
第二个重点又说他追赶不偏左右。
And it says that when he pursued, he did not turn to the right or to the left.
可见这个年轻人啊，他在脚程以及追踪上的能力是远胜众人啊，才会被记载下来。
And so you could see that he was quite good in terms of his ability in how fast he can run and how good he is at tracking people.
大家知道野鹿跑得多快吗？
Do you know how fast a gazelle runs?
我们这边奥克兰附近有没有野鹿啊？应该很多羊跟牛嘛，
没有野鹿。
哦，没有野鹿啊，那没关系，去看动物频道。
So you can go to Discovery Channel and you'll know.
对啊，那里面野鹿啊，野鹿跑很快耶。
Gazelle is actually very fast.
你们知道世界上跑最快的动物是陆地上的动物跑最快是哪一种吗？
And do you know what is the fastest animal on land?
所以说没有尝试也要多看一点电视嘛。
Yeah, we need to constantly.
对啊，在爆啊。
So it's leopard.
你没有发觉那个豹的肚子常常有没有像小弟这样啊？没有
And have you ever seen its tummy?
那个豹的肚子好像都凹进去的，有没有发现？
You see that it seems to go
那个不叫做天生丽质啊。
It's not because it's born natural.
后来才了解啊，豹常常饿肚子啊。
It's because they're always hungry.
那你们觉得很奇怪呢？豹跑的世界上最快的，它怎么常常饿肚子呢？
You might wonder, leopard runs so fast, how can he be hungry?
因为像那个非洲的金钱豹啊，它常常就是要抓野鹿跟小牛。
Now they often have to chase after these deers and also these animals.
有人都记录下来了。他豹的冲刺力很强，但是没有办法维持长时间。
So we know, leopards, they can sprint really fast, but it's not.
所以他只要在冲刺的那几十秒之内啊，大概是二三十秒，他没有抓到那个鹿啊，鹿跳来跳去的，一跑啦，豹就不行啦。
And so if if a leopard is going to sprint within 30 seconds, if he could not catch his prey, then it runs away.
鹿的爆发力虽然比不上豹，可是只要它过了冲刺期，鹿就跑得比它还快啊。
And if we're talking about gazelles here, then even though it does not sprint as fast as a leopard, but if it keeps running, it can outrun.
好，我们是在讲动物行为学啦，我们拉回来。
So now we come back to this.
这里说他的脚快如野鹿，这是极大的赞美耶。
And so this is actually a very high praise for Asahel.
我这一位亚撒黑，如果今天出生在纽西兰，应该是纽西兰代表出席奥运的选手啊。
If Asahel was born in New Zealand, he would certainly represent New Zealand to go into the Olympics.
对啊，人可能跑不过野鹿啊。
There's no way we can outrun a gazelle.
追踪又是另外一项才能。
And to track someone is another skill.
你们知道追踪最强的齁，我看过那电视纪录片啊。
So, 就是
他可以摸一摸土地，闻一闻味道，然后知道三天前谁在这里做过什么事，往哪个方向去。三天前呢、啊、
？So I've seen on TV that people who are very good at tracking, he can come to a place, touch the ground, smell it, and will tell you that who has come here 3 days before.、
欸、那不可思议，我连一个小时谁在这里我都不晓得、啊。
It's marvelous. I wouldn't know who has come here 1 hour before.
所以我听说美洲以前有开过那个阿帕契学校，是那边的原住民嘛？
And so I heard in America they have this Apache school.
没关系啦，回去再看电视啦，好不好？阿帕契族啊，他们追踪能力超强，是训练出来的。
Sorry, a tribal people, and they are really good at tracking.
小弟为什么在强调这个？这个年轻人有这两项，在3000年前，这是不得了的能力。你们想一想。
And so the reason why I mention this is because 3,000 years old to have this type of skill is very, very, marvelous.
因为我们现在。大多数文明都是比较注重静态的或者是这个学习研究方面嘛。
Now, in modern days, we focus on the quiet activities and also in research and study.
3000年前在大卫他所处的环境是一个充满战争跟动乱的环境。
But in the time, 3000 years ago, in David's time, it was full of chaos and war.
所以能在战场上发挥的不是那些读书人啊。
And it was not the scholars who can utilize their ability on a battlefield.
亚撒黑就是一个标准的突击队跟元帅的人选，你看他这种能力。
And Asaha was a splendid candidate as a commander and also as a field person.
更简单讲，我们把这两个能力称为神给他的恩赐嘛。
You could say this type of ability is a talent from God.
所以他的恩赐刚好是获取功名的利器。
And so this talent that he has will earn him money and fame.
但是很可惜的，也正是因为这个恩赐。
But unfortunately, because of the talents that he had,
反倒激起了亚撒黑在这个时候急功近利的欲望。急功近利就是很急切的要追求名声跟利益啊。
So because of he knew he was talented, he was pursuing after fame and pursuing after a name for himself.
所以他想凭着这样的恩赐，赶快来得到眼前的功名，演变成后来的结局。
So he was haste to chase after this fame, and this is what it resulted in.
其实我们人都常有这样的软弱。
And this is a common weakness shared by all people.
一个没有能力，也自觉没有恩赐的人，他越想去靠别人或靠神。
Now, if a person does not consider himself full of talent or ability, he will want to rely on others or rely on God.
可是当我们自觉啦，或者有别人提醒我们啦。
But if we feel that we are able, or if other people tell us that we are good,
我们知道我们在某一方面是有能力的。
And we know that we are good at something.
我们知道我们在某一方面是比人有恩赐的。
We know that in a particular field, we are more talented than other people.
我们就越容易依靠自己所拥有的能力跟恩赐。
And we're more likely to rely on ourselves, rely on our own talent.
因为凭这两项来追求我们自己的成功跟前途是方便的。
Because it's easy to use our, to utilize our own talent to pursue after success.
就好像我常常，小弟齁，以前又有毛病啊，就是常常听不得人家跟我讲一句话。
Now I have this problem before that I don't like, when people, criticize me.
诶，不是 criticize 啦，应该是说齁，就说传道啊，你口才很好。
So I don't like when people say certain things to me, such as, preacher, you are very eloquent.
对啊，我也想，哎，我在真耶稣教会里面，凡是听到口才很好的，都没什么好下场啊。
And I remember every time there are people who said that so and so is very eloquent. Now they do not meet a good end.
所以第一个，我心里面就有小小的反感，这是我自己的毛病啊。
And then, so I'll think to myself, this is an issue that I have.
然后第二个，我真的越来越不觉得我有口才啊。
And then I also don't think I'm eloquent.
我有口才的话，我不应该站在这个讲台这里啊。
Now, if I'm eloquent, I shouldn't be standing here.
我现在应该拿钱去租奥克兰广播电台啊，然后讲3个小时，看会不会有50万人来信主嘛。
Maybe I should go hire some time with the radio or with some sort of broadcasting and speak for 3 hours and see if there were more people in
coming. 没有啦，我没有口才啦。
No, I do not consider myself.
你们要是觉得这个道理还听得懂。
Now, if you can understand what I,
你们要是觉得还有所感动的话，
if you feel moved by the word,
你们知道那是运灵圣灵在运行，是神的荣耀啊。
Then you should know it's because the Spirit moves among you and it is the glory of God.
所以我们常常就这样认为，我有什么有什么，诶，我可不可以靠这个再多一些好处？
And so we often would think, I have this and I have that, so can I use this and that to get more benefit?
但是圣经告诉我们，能力跟恩赐绝不等于成功啊。
But the Bible tells us that skill and talent does not equate to success.
所以旧约撒加利亚书四章六节我们很熟就不翻的哦。
So Zechariah chapter 4 verse 6 we are familiar with.
说不是依靠才能也不是依靠势力乃是依靠神的灵才能成事嘛。
Not by might nor by power but by the spirit of God.
那这里提到说靠着神的灵事情才能成功并没有说才能跟势力没有用没有这样讲。
But it is not to say that power and might is no use.
但是比这两项更加重要的是什么呢要靠神的灵。
But it's to say what's more important than these two things is the Spirit of God.
所以我们尽量不要去了解神的灵能够让我们怎么样。
So I have to understand this, that it is God's Spirit that enables us to do whatever.
我们请来看旧约圣经以赛亚书11章第二节。
Let us turn to Isaiah chapter 11 verse 2.
以赛亚书11章第二节。
Isaiah chapter 11 verse 2.
麻烦你念。
Verse 2. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord.
Amen. 其实这第二节我发觉说神的灵能够带给我们什么大家看得一清二楚啊。
So it's clear to us what the Spirit of God can bring us.
会让人有智慧跟聪明。有没有发觉智慧聪明分开来啦
?So the Spirit of God gives wisdom and understanding.
其实聪明是一种理解能力啦。
So understanding refers to the ability to understand things.
整本圣经在讲的智慧就是只要你认识神愿意服从他的话你就是世上最有智慧的人。
And as long as you're willing to read the word of God and understand, then you are the wisest person.
但是不止哦这里要告诉我们第三项是谋略第四项是能力。
But not only that, it also says the Spirit of God brings counsel and might.
还有第五项第六项就是知识和能够怕神啊。
And also knowledge and fear of the Lord.
所以当你拥有前面所有的一切却渐渐不怕神啊那也是糟糕啊。
So if you have everything that is written here, but then you do not fear God, then it is also bad.
那这个智慧我们再来看新约圣经怎么说它。
And in the New Testament, how does it talk about wisdom?
我们请翻开新约圣经以弗所书一章十七节。
Let us turn to Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17.
以弗所书第一章十七节。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17.
麻烦你。
17. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him.
好，阿们。所以这个经节我们再仔细读，就是神赐给我们好智慧启示的这个灵的目的是什么？
So what is the purpose of God giving us this spirit of wisdom and a revelation?
所有的智慧跟启示就是为了达成十七节最后这个目标而已。
So all that wisdom and revelation is to achieve this goal which is written at the end of verse 17.
请问是什么目标？
Which is?
就是能够真正更完整的去抓住神认识神啊。
It is so that we can have a full grasp, full knowledge of God.
所以在神眼中有智慧的人会做什么事呢？我们今天要导出一个跟我们今天查考内容有关系的哦。
So, someone who is wise in the eyes of God, what would he do?
好，我们请看旧约圣经诗篇14篇第二节。写在这里，诗篇十四篇的第二节。
Let us turn to Psalm 14 verse 2.
好，麻烦你念第二节。
Psalm 14 verse 2. The Lord looks down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there are any who understand, who seek God.
哦，我听到英文版的用两个字嘛，哦。
So two words here.
神从天上要看人，第一个有没有 understand 的，第二个有没有个去寻求神的，对不对？
So here, God looks down from heaven to see if there are any who understand. Who
其实我们翻译成 understand， 你知道在希伯来文这一个字的原文啊？
But the original text of this word understand in Hebrew.
第二节的明白的原文在其他旧约经文全部翻成智慧。
It is actually,
是同一个字啊。
This original text in everywhere else in the Old Testament is translated as wisdom.
可是事实上明白跟智慧是可以有两个不同的字的。
But we know that to understanding and wisdom are completely two separate words, two separate concepts.
其实第二节更好的翻译是要看有智慧的没有，有寻求神的没有。
So a better translation of this verse should be to see if there are any who are wise, any who seek God.
所以整本圣经在告诉我们，神眼中的智慧人跟你的 IQ 一点关系都没有啊。
So someone who is wise in the eyes of God, this has got nothing to do with our intelligence.
就算你是别人眼中的所谓脑部功能是低功能的，我这样形容是比较缓和啦。
Now even if you are considered low IQ in people's eyes,
对啊，是低 IQ 的话，只要你认识神，你在神的眼中你是最有智慧的。
Now as long as you know God, then in the eyes of God, you are the wise. You are wise.
那你有智慧的，你就会寻求神啊！记住这个经节哦，它的观念是这样：有智慧的就会去寻求神。
So now.Remember this verse, anyone who is wise will seek God.
所以我们说我们认识神，我知道神，却没有常常寻求他，你这个智慧不够真啊，你这个智慧不够完整啊。
So if someone who says he understands God, someone who says he knows God and is wise, but yet does not seek God, then it is not true wisdom.
来，我们想回今天我们查考的这个主角亚撒黑。
Now let's think back to Asahel.
亚撒黑就是这一点比不上他的主人大卫。
Now, because of this is the exact point that the reason why he's not.
我们刚才讲过分析过，亚撒黑是一个很有恩赐才能的勇士，对不对
？He's not better than his master David.
那请问大家，大卫是不是也是一个很有恩赐才能的勇士
？So David was also a mighty warrior, someone who's talented.
哇，他一点都不逊于亚撒黑啊
！So David was not.
有些王是自己不行，将军很行啊。这个王是自己也很行啊。
There are some kings who are not as good as their subordinate.
可是他的主子啊，他的大主人大卫有一点远胜过亚撒黑。
But not so with David, and not only so, David was in one aspect he was David was also better than Asahel.
大卫什么事都寻求神。
Because in all things he will inquire of God.
我们简单看几个经节你就知道。我们看旧约圣经撒母耳记上23章。
If we turn to 1 Samuel chapter 23.
撒母耳记上二十三章的一到五节。
First Samuel chapter 23 verse 1 to 5.
麻烦你。
Verse 1 to 5. Verse 1. Then they told David, saying, Look, the Philistines are fighting against Keilah, and they are robbing the threshing floor. Verse 2. Therefore David inquired of the Lord, saying, Shall I go and attack these Philistines? And the Lord said to David, Go and attack the Philistines and save Keilah. 3. But David's men said to him,Look, we are afraid here in Judah. How much more then if we go to Keilah against the armies of the Philistines? 4. Then David inquired of the Lord once again, and the Lord answered him and said, Arise, go down to Keilah, for I will deliver the Philistines into your hand. 5. And David and his men went to Keilah and fought with the Philistines, struck them with a mighty blow, and took away their livestock. So David saved the inhabitants of Keilah.
Amen. 来，在这短短五节里面，你们数数看。他几次问神，求问神。
So within these five verses, you can count for yourself how many times he has inquired of the Lord.
你们会不会觉得他这样子太打扰神了
？Would you think that he's bothering God?
因为我为什么这个我要插一句话，然后跟今天讲章无关呢、啊、
？So this is unrelated. But then I got sidetracked, but I have to say this.
因为以前在牧养教会的时候，我发觉有一些牧道朋友或弟兄姐妹会有一种说法。
So when I was pastoring a church, I noticed that certaintrue seeker friends and also certain brethren would say this.
我这种事还要问神吗
？This is something minor. Do I need to ask God?
我这种小事还要麻烦神吗
？Should I bother God with something so little?
那时候我心里想，神还能够让你麻烦啊
？And so I thought, can you actually bother?
那我倒是要问他一句说，那你心目中什么叫做大事啊
？So I asked them, so in your eyes, what do you consider significant?
所以割阑尾算小事，把心脏拿出来手术叫大事啊？
So could you say that some sort of operations are more significant or more major than others?
好，我再把另外三篇讲章的结论用30秒讲完。
And so I'll talk about some other sermons that I have.
我们都希望培出 独立自主的下一代，对不对？
So we all want to bring up our children as independent individuals.
就是不止他能够照顾自己，照顾他人，自己做决定，还能照顾我们。
So he can look after himself, look after other people. He can make his own decisions, and he can also look after us.
你们回去查考圣经。
But if you go back and read the Bible,
我们慈爱天父在培育真正敬虔的属灵的下一代。他的目标是什么？
So when God wants us to nurture us as a second generation, how does God want us to also nurture our generation?
整个圣经的目标是要培育出一个越来越觉得自己不行，然后什么事情都要告诉天父，求问天父，请天父来帮助他的信徒。
So,
刚好跟我们的教育目标是完全相反的，你有没有发觉？
The objective of the Bible is to bring up children and bring up people who are more and more feel that they are not capable.
我们没有人会这样教下一代的，开玩笑，你是这个台湾叫做啃老族嘛。
And of course, we would not want to bring up children like this because it feels backwards.
没有啊，圣经里面最完美的圣徒是凡事所有都告知天父，求问天父，又靠天父的这一位啊。
But the Bible describes the perfect believer as someone who always rely on God, someone who always ask God about things.
所以我告诉大家，你们麻烦不到神的啦。
So I say to you, there's nothing you can bother God with.
这个我可以举出很多经文，再举两个小时就不举了啊。
So I will not spend more time on this because there's a lot more than I can
say. 神希望你们凡事一切都告诉他，又求问他，倚靠他，这样明白吗？
Because God wants you to rely on him and ask him to inquire of him in every single thing.
所以我说啊，亚撒黑在这个时候就比不上他的主子嘛。
So that's why I said that Asahel in this instance was not as good as his master.
他的主人大卫会这样子想。
So this is how his master David would have.
亚撒黑如果在追击这个亚尼尔的时候，先问神，我去追他能不能啊，有没有事啊？
If Asahel would think to himself, maybe I should ask God whether I should pursue after Abner.
我想神会告诉他说，你不要追他，没有用啊。
I'm sure God would say to him, do not pursue after Abner.
他没有啊。
But he didn't.
就是因为他觉得自己很行嘛，就追了不问了嘛。
Because he thought that he could, so he didn't ask.
我们通常觉得自己很行的时候就不会问了嘛。
Because every time when we feel that it's something that we can't do,
我们都是觉得自己不行了才跪下来问嘛。
It is only when we feel that we can't do it.
他没有想到追上的时候就是他命丧黄泉的那一刻。
He did not think that the moment that he has caught up to Abner is when he would die.
他没有想到神赐给他的能力是追得上，却没有给他另外一个能力能打赢他。
He did not think that God gave him the ability to be able to chase after him, but not the ability to fight and defeat the other person.
所以这十八十九节告诉我们，单靠自己的才能，不依靠神，就是这个主题啊。
And so verse 18 and 19, the theme is to tell us that this is someone who rely on themselves and not on God.
我们继续看接下来撒母耳记下第二章的20节到23节前半节。
We'll turn back to 2 Samuel chapter 2, verse 20 to verse 23.
来，大家再看一看这几节在告诉我们什么主题。
And so let us look into this passage and find out what the theme is.
20节到23节前半节。
Verse 20 to beginning part of verse 23.
这是第三项亚撒黑产生失误的地方。
And this is the third mistake that Asahel made.
好，我们看到这几集里面呢、啊，当扫罗家的元帅亚尼尔他在警告亚撒黑，对不对？警告亚撒黑。
So here we can see that Abner actually warned Asahel.
可是亚撒黑他没有进一步去思考这一句警语的意义是什么。
But Asahel did not consider why he was warned.
这个到底是亚尼尔的谎话呢？
Was this a lie that Abner came up with?
还是人家讲的虚张声势？
Or was he calling bluff?
还是真的神借着他的嘴感动，再给他这一句警告啊？他们去思考啊。
Or maybe this was God who moved Abner to give him this warning.
我们回想一下亚尼尔是什么人物。
Let us consider who this Abner is.
你们有兴趣的话，从撒母耳记上14章就可以开始看到这个人物了。
So if you're interested, you can read from 1 Samuel chapter 14.
他是从扫罗王执掌国权开始就做他大将军的人啊，元帅啊。
Ever since Saul was made king, he was a commander under Saul.
那我再问大家，我们当中有一些熟知圣经的统领，扫罗王会不会作战？
Now, let me ask you, did Saul know how to fight in a battle?
扫罗王很会作战啊，不容易。
Now, of course, he did.
他几乎可以说是一个百战百胜的王，除了最后是神让他失败之外啊。
We could say that he was a victor on the battlefield.
所以这么一个这么厉害扩张国土的王，几乎是屡战屡胜啊。
He was a king that expanded their kingdom. He was a king who fought and often won.
他的元帅绝对不是普通人。
And so his commander would be no easy target either.
那我们再问一问这个亚撒，从小在这样的环境，会不会听到很多关于亚尼尔的事迹？
And so Asahel growing up in this kind of environment, would not he have heard about Abner?
对不对？一定是常常听到有关他的事。
Of course, you can imagine that he has heard of
Abner. 亚尼尔南征北讨这么多年，是上百万犹大勇士的首领。
Now Abner, who was really involved in the wars, and he was a commander of all the armies of Israel.
套句今天我们的话叫做武功高强啊。
You can say that he is a very strong person.
所以亚尼尔这一句警语绝对不是随便说一说啊。
So when he warned him, he did not just say it, calling a bluff.
那亚撒还忽略了。
But Asahel ignored this.
23节写说他仍不肯转开。
So verse 23 says, however, he
他为什么执意要追下去呢
？So why was he so determined to follow him？
我们从心理学的角度在分析这样的心理，很简单能够理解。
And we can understand from a perspective of psychology.
所以21节到23节前半节在讲的就是窃求自己的荣耀啦，窃求啊。
You could say that from the verse 20 to verse 22, he is seeking his own glory.
讲起来，我们人常常有爱慕。虚名的软弱。
And so we have this weakness seeking after fame.
被人家什么叫爱慕虚名的软弱？就是被人家讲到我们哪里不好，我们心情就不好了；被人家讲到哪里很好，高兴到整晚睡不着了。
Because when people say we are better something, then we feel that we didn't like it.
有时候我们在追求这一种感受甜头的过程当中。
And so there are times when we feel good about ourselves.
我们会渐渐失去正确判断的能力哦。
And then at the same time, we lose the ability to discern.
所以我们华语里面有句成语叫做“利欲熏心”呐，就是利益啊跟欲望把自己的心给蒙蔽了。
So that is when this potential gain or benefit has clouded our judgment.
刚才提过，亚撒黑不是不知道亚尼尔。
So as a whole, it's not like he didn't know Abner.
可是，一来因为先前争斗的小胜利，对不对？小胜利嘛，
because,
在基遍池边的。
Because by the pool of Gibeon, they had a small victory.
第二个，太过于相信自己的恩赐跟能力。
And because he overly trusted his own ability.
第三个，可能有赌徒的性质，想赌赌看。
And perhaps he also wanted to gamble upon this.
因为这不得了啊！你不要看他对面那个只有一个人，抓到他啦，他在以色列里面就一系成名，能够理解吗？
He probably thought if he was able to capture Abner, then within one night he will be able to become famous.
他不是一般的士兵跟军官呢。
Because Abner was not just a mere soldier.
那就好像是南北战争里面啊，直接抓到北军的林肯或者南军的李将军一样啊。
It is like if you have caught the commander of your enemy's army.
一心想要赶快得到眼前的功名。
And so he was focused on this short-term gain.
失去客观的判断。
And so he lost his ability to judge correctly.
我那想不到对方的警告竟然成真。
And so he didn't think that this warning that he didn't take became real.
各位，我们常常讲到圣经里面，新约圣经讲一句话说，贪心就跟拜偶像一样，有印象吗？
And so in the New Testament, we remember that greed is idol worshipping.
圣经里面很多的贪，又说贪财是万恶之根，还记得吗？
And that the greed of money is the root of all evil.
我们常常想到圣经讲的贪，可能就是对物质的，可能就是对财富的。
So we often consider greed as means greed over wealth, greed over material.
可是你们知道吗？亚撒黑在自己的失败，也因为贪，不过是那看不见的名声跟成功。
But here, Asahel failed because of his greed over something that he cannot see, over this success and over this fame.
所以过去小弟哈，认识一个医疗宣道的朋友，是弟兄啦。
And so I knew this friend. He's a brother who is involved in the medical.
后来我在圣灵月刊，我也帮他代祷过，看到他圣灵月刊自己做了见证，小弟感动。
And so I've seen his testimony in the Holy Spirit Monthly, and I also prayed for him.
因为他本身是医师。
Now he's a doctor.
在医院里面服务。
So he served in the hospital.
他有一天在医院里面晕倒了。
So there was one day he fainted in the hospital.
那结果赶快其他医师同事大家帮他会诊啊。
And so everyone had a check up for him.
哇，不得了啊！这一会诊那个结果令人沮丧。
And they were surprised at the result.
他的心脏失去功能，所以马上用 ECMO。
And
叶克膜啊。
And so his heart suddenly failed him.
对，然后。众医师的结论，除非心脏移植，没救了。
And so they thought the only intervention was heart transplant.
他陷入昏迷里面。
And he fell into a coma.
当然，后来感谢主，奇迹发生。
Then a miracle happened.
因为那个时候小弟还在神学院，我接到说大家为这位弟兄代祷。
I was in the theological seminar back.
我很惊讶啊，因为他也是医师，看起来身体也蛮健康的，怎么突然就？那时候好像还40岁左右吧，我记得。
I was really surprised because he's young, he's in his 40s.
结果你们知道吗？要换心脏诶，哎，心脏跟移植肾脏、肝脏、肺脏一样吗？
Now, can you imagine this is a heart transplant? It's not the same as a kidney transplant.
心脏又不能切割，一个人只有一个，必须有人死掉啊。
You can't just take out one heart and give it to someone else.
感谢主，后来不用，他15天就安然出院，跟没有病过一模一样。
But thank God he didn't need this. He suddenly recovered as if he was never sick.
可以说是死里逃生。
You can say he escaped death.
所以他后来反省之后写的这一篇见证在《圣灵月刊》上面。我后来也跟他谈过了。
So, after his reflection, he wrote this testimony and published it in the Holy Spirit Monthly.
他说那时候在读医学研究所，也在医院服务很多年。
So he said that back then he was studying in postgrad in medicine school. And
然后他工作相当认真。
He also worked very hard in the hospital.
所以他不止拼命学习、开会、工作。
So he was diligently working, studying.
还要照顾自己的家庭。
And also looking after his
family. 所以那时候教会跟他讲说，哎呀，某某弟兄，你是不是愿意抽一点时间？你这么有恩赐才能，也来担任领会的工作，来担任负责人。
And so the church back then said to him, brother so and so, because you are so gifted, would you be happy to do a bit of work in the church to be a council member to speak sermons?
结果他考虑之后，很谦卑的说，再等等吧，再等等吧，我这边工作很忙。
And after consideration, he humbly said, maybe later, because I'm very busy right now.
结果后来发生这个事件。
Then this thing happened.
他觉得主耶稣在给他第二次的生命，要他思考这一件事情。
So he felt that Lord Jesus gave him a second life to think about
this. 他说自己之前为什么，哇，连出去放假都要担心病人，打电话回去关心，然后一天到晚在医院里面，他为的是什么呢？他坦诚。
So he thought that back in his old lifestyle, that even on his holiday, he's calling patients and thinking about patients.
他说他如果要赚更多的话，应该到薪资更好的医院去，他没有。
So he did this and he thought about this and he said if he wanted to make more money, he should just go to somewhere with higher pay. So he was not after the money.
但是他做的这一切，就是希望人家这样子。You are good doctor.
But he did.
Good doctor.
He did all this because he came to realize he wanted people's praise. He wanted people to say.
你是一个很好的医师，就希望听到这一句。
You are a good doctor. He wants to hear this word.
就这一句，让他把圣工排在其次，让他把福音的使命排在其次。
Just because of this thing that he wants to hear, he has put gospel. He has put church work second.
所以我看他的文章，他在检讨他自己贪的那虚浮的名声。
So he said he realized he was greedy over fame.
我们不会希望人家肯定我们。
We want people to recognize us.
哇，你的手艺很好啊。
They say, oh, you are very good at doing something.
哇，你的功夫很好啊。
You are very
哇，你的事业有成啊。
You're very successful.
哇哇哇哇，然后为了这一切可以换到天国永生吗？
But all these praises, can we exchange them for eternal life?
所以他得到第二段的生命，他全部改观了。
So when he received the second life, he changed himself.
他非常感谢主再次给他机会。
He thanked God for giving him this opportunity.
他依然尽力扮演好自己医生的角色，他知道更重要的是什么。
He still fulfilled his role as a doctor, but he knew what was more important.
我们请看腓立比书二章三节。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 2.
新约圣经腓立比书二章三节。
Philippians chapter 2 verse 3.
腓立比书第二章第三节。
Philippians chapter 2, verse 3. Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than himself.
所以这里说不可贪图虚浮的荣耀。我们早上讲到真实的荣耀，我相信大家都能够分辨了。
So here says, let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit.
除了早上讲到的那些荣耀之外，其他的荣耀也是荣耀，但是没那么真实，比起永恒来讲是虚浮的。
And so, this morning we talk about true glory, and there are many types of glories, but we can now differentiate what is true glory and what is simply vanity.
亚撒黑就是切求眼前那虚浮的荣耀，这是他第三个大失误。
So what Asahel did was he sought after vanity, and that's his third mistake.
好，我们看回最后一点哈。
So last point.
我们看回撒母耳记下第二章的二十三节后半节。
Let's turn back to 2 Samuel chapter 2, verse 23, the second part.
来，请大家看二十三节后半节，你有看出什么端倪吗？哪里不对
？So can you spot something that seems odd?
我喜欢哈、哦，让大家看一看经文，停个二三十秒，这样你们会比较有印象啊。
So I like to let people read and think, and you might have a better impression of this verse.
想不想得出来没有关系，等一下我会讲我查考出来的。
So it doesn't matter if you got an answer or not, because I will tell you the answer.
但是要想才有印象啊。
But you need to think about it. It's a process.
那这二十三节后半节，你发觉哪里不对啦
？So did something come up as odd in the second part of verse 23?
你有没有发觉？对。他只剩一个人，对不对
？So you notice that he's there by himself.
哎，在圣经里面，你只剩一个人，通常不是什么好事啊。
And so in the Bible, if you are and you ended up being there by yourself, it's usually not a good thing.
包括那个以利亚自己躲在山洞里面啊，那个也不是什么好事啊。
How Elijah hid himself in the cave.
在山洞里面大发热心有什么用啊
？So he was overzeal for God in the cave, but it's not a good thing.
二十三节后半节告诉我们，没有同伴单独而行，这是他第四大失误啊。
And so verse 23, his fourth mistake is that he acted without a companion.
因为时间到了，我长话短说了。
So I'll make it short.
所以从旧约到新约，我们发觉神一直希望我们有同伴。
From Old Testament to New Testament, God wants us to have companions.
当然我们在教会里面讲的特别重要的还是属灵方面的同伴。
And of course, what's more important is spiritual companionship.
哦，有些人反正在教会里面跟大家都不熟悉，他也不愿意熟悉，可是他在外面朋友一大堆啊，是不是酒肉我就不晓得啦。
Now there are people who in the church they do not want to befriend with people in the church, and but they have many friends outside the church.
小弟不是说外面不能有朋友，但是我们在教会里面呢
？I'm not saying that you shouldn't have friends outside the church.
我们愿意花更多精神、时间跟心力来跟人家有生命的沟通吗？
Are we willing to spend more time and energy and effort to have this connection of life with others?
想想神为什么帮亚当造了一个夏娃。
Let's think, why did God create Eve for Adam?
想想旧约传道书四章九节告诉我们，两个人总比一个人好，不要分了，对不对？两个人总比一个人好，因为两人劳碌同得做工的果效啊。
Now in the Ecclesiastes it also says two is better than one. They can partake of the result of their labor.
想想主耶稣到世界传道的时候，对他招来的人都是两个、两个、两个，有没有？有没有说你比较厉害，你一个就好
？Let's consider how Lord Jesus always sent out his disciples to go out two by two, never one person alone.
所以我们属灵的同伴不是只有那看不见的神而已，我们真的要找属灵的同伴，这是神的旨意。
So our spiritual companionship is not just with God. We have to find spiritual companions.
我们在跟人家的同行同伴当中，可以去体会跟学习更多的真理，这才是主美好的旨意啊。
So that when we work and commune with our fellow brethren, we can get to understand the will of God.
有时候我们希望找到一个能够造就我们的。
Sometimes we want to find someone who can edify ourselves.
能够带领我们的。
Someone who can lead us.
能够成为我们模范的。
Someone who is an example.
但是你知道吗？有时候主常帮你安排的是那个要你来带他的，你还要带着喘吁吁的那一种啊。
But often the Lord provides us with someone that you need to lead this person.
因为那个时候你才能够体会到主耶稣的感受，他也带我们带着喘吁吁的啊。
And then you might have to spend a lot of effort, and you might be stressing over having to lead this person.
有时候教会的圣工，因为我熟了，我知道怎么做。
And that's what God wants us to to be like, because sometimes there are times when
以前我都听过有负责人这样跟小弟讲啊
know how to do church work. So there's this council member who said to me,
我说哎，这件工作哈、啊，是不是你在找谁一起做？
So I would say to him like, for this particular work, should you not find someone to do it?
我看哈、哦，我一个人做比较快啊。
And then they will say to me, preacher, I think it's easier if I just did it myself.
你不要觉得他不好，他讲的是真的，因为他能力超强啊。
And what he said is true because he is very talented.
我知道他一个人做啊，搞不好只要做三小时就 OK 啦。
So I know that if he just did it himself, he would spend just 3 hours.
我现在在帮他找的那个同伴不是来帮他做的啊，他可能要做成八小时才做得完啊。
And if I were to find a helper to help him, they would end up probably have spending 8 hours.
我让帮他找的同伴可能会扯他后腿啊， because, 还要他时间去注意他、教导他，你晓得吗？
Because their co-worker might not actually be helpful at all.
各位，那你要学哪一种？
And so、
你如果是带人的那一个
，If you're the person who is doing the training, doing the leading，
那我们在讲的圣工传承是传承什么东西嘛
？But when we talk about passing down our divine works, what are we passing down？
我问大家，主耶稣需要靠我们帮他宣道吗
？Does Lord Jesus need us to preach for him？
需要吗
？Does he need it？
不需要。
Not really。
我常常说主啊，你嘛帮忙。
So I often say, God, please help.
你只要坐在云朵上啊，把世界上绕一周，全世界的人都相信你啦。主可不可以自己办到
？Sit on a cloud and go around the world, then everyone will believe you.
你没觉得神在自找麻烦
？Don't you feel that God is making things
还要你们往普天下去传福音，让万民来做我的，自找麻烦啊
！That he's making us do all the preaching that we have to.
你就显几个神迹，然后坐在云朵上，像孙悟空一样啊！哦，也来纽西兰啊，南北岛都绕一周啊。
Why not make it easy? You just need to appear yourself and then show up to everyone.
大家看到就信了嘛。
Then people will believe.
我们要宣道谷干嘛
？Why do you need evangelism?
没有，你知道为什么神要这么麻烦，把这么多他自己一个人可以完成的工作，
so、why,
一个神可以完成的工作，让我们这么多弟兄姐妹来做
？So why does God need to create all these troubles for Himself to create all these work for all the brethren?
不是神需要我们。
It's not because God needs us.
你知道吗？你喜欢做的事情，你都希望你所爱的人跟你一起经历，跟你一起来面对，会不会？
Because isn't it true that whatever you like to do, you want your family, people that you love, to do it with you? You can go through things together.
吃到好吃的哈，我一问到童工，哎，这个好吃耶，哎，好吃，哎，我包起来回去给我儿子吃。
It's like how if you have something nice, nice food, you want to take it home and share with your family.
这个好玩耶，这里好玩耶，我改天带我家人来玩，你们会不会这样想
？Or like I've been to this place and this place is quite fun. You will want to bring your family.
啊，你们都没人点头啊。一定会的嘛，对不对
？Of course you would think so.
神设计这一切，要让我们经历真理，也要让我们这样一一去体验跟感受，就是借由这个过程啊。
So God planned all this so that we can come to experience this, and this is what's important is the process.
所以你不用想说，所谓找属灵的同伴，就是要找那个比我更懂道理的，能够安慰我，能够造就我的。你想得太美了。
So when you seek spiritual companions, you are not actually looking for someone who is more spiritual than you, someone who can comfort you, someone who can guide you.
但是你还是要有属灵的同伴。
Because that is impossible.
因为这本是神的美意。
For it is the will of God.
这也是教会传承的精神所在。
And this is how church passed down the faith.
一件工作本来做一个月可以做得完的，你因为要带人，可能要做成半年，那就这么做吧。So be it.
Now a work that usually could have taken 1 month, now you have to spend more time on it.
你以为耶稣会着急吗？不是有唱过一首诗叫做"耶稣不着急吗"？
Because you have to train someone, then so be it.
我们要全心信任他。
Now we have to trust.
你看这个亚撒黑就是犯在这一点，最后落入一个人呐、啊。
Now Asahel made this mistake that he
没有支援呐、啊、
，he had no support.
所以一枪扎死他。
And so he was killed by the spear.
如果还有同伴的话，或许啊，还有机会弥补前三个失误啊，对不对
？If he had companions, perhaps he would have fixed the first three mistakes.
我们时间超过太多了哈，所以从亚撒黑的这个事迹，我希望我们能得到智慧。
So from the event of Asahel, I hope that we can all receive wisdom.
因为神希望我们都成为智慧者。
For God wants us to be wise.
好，以上见证。
My testimony.
一起来吟诗。
Let us sing hymn.
赞美诗134首。
Sing hymn number 134.